on this day, 30th April 1971. 22 arrested in army clampdown. One of the heaviest concentrations of troops since 1969 sealed off the Lower Falls area of Belfast last night and early this morning. In a night of sporadic confrontations, 22 arrests were made, stones and bottles hurled at soldiers, and two cars set on fire. Residents claimed that they had been ordered indoors in a mini-curfew of the district, and that protests, including one at Mulhouse Street Army Post, against the deliberate provocation of the people of the area, were brushed aside. Trouble flared in the district early in the evening, following a march and public meeting to protest against legal injustice and selective arrests. Three arrests were made by the army, two for alleged possession of offensive weapons, hurley sticks, and one for assault. From then on, as army vehicles thundered through the streets and foot patrols stopped and searched people, there were minor stone-throwing incidents brought about, local residents claimed, by army provocation. Priests protest against injustice. Massive support was forthcoming last night, both from fellow clergymen and from anti-unionist groups throughout the country, for the stand taken by the 27 priests in the Down and Connor Diocese against the partial administration of the law in Northern Ireland. 18 priests in County Tyrone, in a statement, gave unqualified support for the Down and Connor priests and Father Dennis Fall of St. Patrick's Academy, Dungannon, whose criticism more than a year ago of the Northern Ireland judiciary brought strong reaction in unionist circles, said he fully agreed with the views expressed by the priests. The priests in Down and Connor announced their intention of refusing to complete the government's census forms in protest. Nationalist Party shake-up predicted. Delegates at yesterday's Nationalist Party conference in Derry pressed for a more vigorous executive and urged that grassroots members have more say in the party's affairs. A spokesman after yesterday afternoon's private session said that a more aggressive nationalism was the recurring theme of the meeting. The party president, Mr. Eddie McAteer, said he was completely confident that more and more people were beginning to realise that the only prospect of stable peace, as distinct from truce periods, lay in a united Ireland. Eamon Phoenix editors note, even before the introduction of internment by unionism's last Prime Minister, Brian Faulkner, that August, allegations of a lack of impartiality in the administration of justice had triggered a mass protest by priests. Many priests and teachers risk prosecution by refusing to return their census forms as IRA and street violence escalated in Belfast and Derry. The old Nationalist Party of Devlin, Healy and Eddie McAteer struggled to make itself relevant.